Complementary medicine is really anything that's outside of formal healthcare practices in Australia. So it's things that aren't generally taught in medical degrees and aren't practiced by conventional health practitioners like GPs. And there's lots of different types of complementary medicines that people use, lots of different types of complementary medicine practitioners that people see, and really it's growing in popularity.
What sort of examples of complementary medicines are out there?
There's practice-based examples, so like naturopathy, herbal medicine, nutrition, osteopathy, chiropractors, massage therapists. And then there's also products that may either be prescribed within a consultation or maybe freely bought in a chemist, health food shop, or supermarket. So again, things like herbal medicines, vitamins, minerals, that really there's a wide array of things.
So your research has been looking at how pregnant women use complementary medicines. How many women are using them during pregnancy?
Well, interestingly, we had a fairly broad definition of complementary medicine. So we found that 92% were using, so very, very high. And in fact, not many weren't. But I might just add to that, that we had vitamins and minerals in that definition as well, which means folate. So
that every yes, woman should be taking that in pregnancy.
That's right. So if we then removed vitamins and minerals from our analysis, we found that 58% of women were using complementary medicines in pregnancies, other than vitamins and minerals, and that 48% of women were seeing a complementary medicine practitioner during pregnancy.
So that's almost half.
Yeah, it is half. It's very high.
And what do we know about what sort of things are these women seeking help for during pregnancy?
Well, I think that there's a very wide array of things. So things like aches and pain, so backache, leg pain, for example, sleeping, anxiety and depression certainly came up a lot. Symptoms of pregnancy, so the nausea and vomiting, for example, really a wide array.
So chiropractors, osteopaths, is it evidence-based when it comes to pregnancy? Do we have any evidence backing it up?
No. So one of the biggest problems is there's very little evidence for complementary medicine at all across all age groups, but there's very, very little when it comes to pregnancy. And I guess that's the concern, and that's why we felt it was important to do a study like this, to just see how prevalent the use is during pregnancy.
That's a bit concerning, isn't it, if you're thinking about the effects it might have on the unborn child?
Yes, so it is concerning. So many complementary medicines are in fact thought to be safe. Many are safe, many aren't safe though. So when it comes to pregnancy, of course, women are often reluctant to seek medical help for a condition that they feel is a consequence of pregnancy, or that perhaps isn't too severe, but it still could be difficult to manage. So if they don't want to take, I guess, a pharmaceutical medication or an over-the-counter pharmaceutical, they may look for a complementary medicine alternative, believing that it's a safer option. It's not necessarily a safer option, though.
Where are women getting the idea to seek complementary medicine practitioners or other supplements?
We wrote a paper about a year ago, 18 months ago, looking at information sources for exactly this topic. So we wanted to know this too. So we can see that almost half of women are accessing a complementary medicine practitioner, but we had no idea how or why or who was recommending them. And what we found, perhaps astonishingly, that it's friends and family. It's almost always a personal recommendation from somebody that the woman trusts.
That's quite a common thing in pregnancy anyway, that your decisions in pregnancy will be guided by friends, families, your mother in particular.
Yes, and it's exactly what we found in terms of healthcare seeking as well. So women weren't asking their GPs, they weren't asking their obstetricians, their midwives, the nurse. They were very, very clearly they were asking friends and family. I think it's quite a powerful antidote or a powerful recommendation if a friend or a family member has had a similar problem in their pregnancy and they sought help, say for a chiropractor for a bad back or a sore back, for example, and it helped them, that's quite that's quite a powerful antidote for somebody who's struggling with their own back pain during pregnancy.
If there is no evidence for this, why do women continue to use complementary medicines?
Women that use complementary medicine overwhelmingly are looking for a safe and natural alternative to conventional medications in pregnancy. And there's very much the perception that complementary medicines are safe and natural and a better option. It's not necessarily the case. However, that's often the motivation of women who are using it, is just that it's safer. I guess it's more holistic, the idea that you're perhaps not just treating a symptom but the whole body. Those kinds of tenets that are important to complementary medicine resonate often with women in pregnancy.
So far from it being, you know, these women are irresponsible and just trying something else, they're actually, I guess, trying to see it as better than conventional medicine because it's going to be better for the baby.
That's exactly right. And they're not irresponsible in that they absolutely believe that they're doing the right thing for their health and the health of the baby. The problem comes really when either that use isn't communicated, where it isn't informed by rigorous information, when they're taking something that in fact isn't safe, and importantly, when they're not seeking conventional care, when they need conventional care.
Do these women, when they're not pregnant, do we know, are they also more likely to use complementary medicine, or is it specifically just when they're pregnant?
Women are high users of complementary medicine, yes. So we found in our research that women that use complementary medicine prior to pregnancy were more likely to use it during pregnancy, as opposed to women who hadn't used complementary medicine prior to pregnancy. So yes, they are women who use complementary medicine generally, and they've continued that use during pregnancy. Sometimes, however, they use it a lot more in pregnancy, though, because they're concerned about the health of the baby.
Is this something nurses and midwives and GPs need to be aware of, that they should be directly asking women, are you using complementary medicine, when they are visiting them?
Yes, absolutely. One of the, I suppose, the biggest problems that we found, and one of the really big take-home points from this research, is that often the use of complementary medicine in pregnancy, the use of complementary medicine practitioners in pregnancy, isn't declared or discussed or communicated to conventional healthcare practitioners. So there's a range of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons that continues to come out in all of the literature around disclosure is that they weren't asked. So I think frequently women aren't asked if they're using any complementary medicines during pregnancy, and the research also tells us that there's a variety of reasons why. But I think the end point is that it's very important for maternity healthcare professionals to have that conversation with their patients.
What about the providers that are giving this care to women? You said it's not necessary. It can be a safe option, but it may not necessarily be the safest option, and there's not always evidence backing it. Do you think it's in some way up to the care providers to say, well, I shouldn't be giving care to pregnant women?
So when we talk about safety, there's a couple of important things to think about. So there's the obvious one, I suppose, is the safety of the actual medicine that the woman is having, the safety to her, or risk, if you like, to her and her unborn bub. But the second, and just as important in many cases, is that that woman may not be getting adequate treatment for a condition that needs to be adequately addressed during pregnancy. So a great example of that is urinary tract infection. So women in pregnancy have for some women certainly have urinary tract infections more frequently, and they may be reluctant to have an antibiotic or to seek conventional care because they're pregnant, and they may use a complementary medicine. And generally speaking, that would be, it might be a probiotic or a cranberry juice. So it's pretty innocuous. But the problem there, in terms of safety and risk, is that that urinary tract infection may not be adequately treated, and it may in fact become a kidney infection or something much more severe that could actually affect the baby.
So we should really be thinking about these complementary health practitioners in parallel with the GP.
Yes, and I suppose one of the really important messages for complementary medicine practitioners who have pregnant women in their care is that they have this open discussion with them as well and are very clear about seeking help if what they what they've prescribed doesn't work, and in the time frames that it should work, and that they should seek alternative help if need be.